Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. I'm broadcasting live from Raleigh, North Carolina at the Greater Raleigh Chamber 2008 Business Expo. And one of the exhibitors, folks, and I love what happened yesterday. I can't wait to tell you about what happened yesterday. So I'm walking around in the expo building, and the people are getting ready there. They're putting their booths up. They're hustling around, getting ready for the expo today. I think there's like, I don't know, there's like 100 booths or something like that. More than that. Maybe Rod's going to tell me about all that in a minute. So Meredith Carruthers is my contact here. She's my host here. She's walking me around. She's one of the managers at the chamber, at the Raleigh Chamber. She's walking me around, and she introduces me to this guy who's putting his own booth up. And it's Rod Frankel. And I said, that's what I like about a small business owner. They don't mind getting their fingers dirty, their hands dirty. They're in here.
Well, bless my soul, what's wrong with me? I'm itching like a man on a fuzzy tree. My friends say I'm acting wild as a bug. I'm in love. I'm all shook up.
I'd like to talk about, folks, about being in the Chamber of Commerce. I hope that if you're not a member of the Chamber, that you become a member of the Chamber as soon as possible, because that's a great opportunity. I'm going to get Rod. In fact, I'm going to go right now. I'm going to bring Rod back in, and I'm going to get him to tell us a little bit about in a second about what it's like to be a Chamber member, and of course as a participant in the expo right now. Rod, you were talking about being a member of the about exhibiting in the expo there. Tell me how many members there are there? How many exhibitors there?
Well, there's almost 3,000 members in the actual chamber, but the business expo is the biggest one in the Carolinas, and it attracts more than 500 exhibitors. Mm-hmm. So there'll be a lot of people, up to about 5,000 people that will attend the show.
Right.
But the chamber, and in particular the expo, has been a vehicle for our company's growth ever since we came to this region. The reason I say that is when we moved here, we didn't know anything about the business community, didn't have any contacts, didn't have any client base. That was in 1994.
Okay.
So since that time, we've had to identify ways to make a name for ourselves, and the Raleigh Chamber was a great way to do so.
Right.
The Business Expo has been a vehicle, and we didn't want to be just one of the crowd. So right from the start, we decided that we would have a theme for our booth every year. And I know your viewers can't see me, but I'm sitting here in a ski sweater and ski pants. And our theme this year is to make sure that your employment practices are not sliding downhill,
right,
and that you're not caught on a slippery slope with your current staffing firm. Mm-hmm. And so we'll be dressed up in ski outfits. We've got snow.
I saw the skis there. I wondered what was going on.
We've got snow in the bottom of our booth, but we've been farmers and doctors and cooks.
Very creative. Very creative. So, well, you know, the thing that you know is we were talking a minute ago about the fact that you were there. You turn the lights on, you turn the lights off as I do. You understand the issues that small business owners have these days in having the right people, and that's what you do. And you were telling me earlier, you actually offer three different levels of service in your staffing business.
That's correct. Frankel Staffing Partners finds temporary workers if you have a short-term problem, such as a vacation to fill or an illness, or even a longer situation like a maternity leave.
Mm-hmm.
But we are specialists in the temp-to-hire type of role, where a company can try an employee out for 3 months before them onto their own payroll.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, the offshoot to that is direct placement, whereby a firm would use our services for recruitment and screening, and then they would bring an employee onto their payroll immediately.
Right. And so Which one of those business strategies is the biggest part of your business?
I would have to say that the biggest portion would be the temp to hire. But that being said, the process itself, and I think the reason for our success, is that we utilize the same screening process, the same evaluation process for all three of the different areas, mm-hmm. so that we can assure that we're making a good fit.
One of the reasons why I think what you do is so valuable, Rod, is because there are two areas that small business owners perennially, historically, classically, are not good at, and that's marketing and the HR function. We're just not good at it. Marketing is not that intuitive, and because, you know, it takes understanding who your profile is, who the best people are to do business with, and focusing your attention on that. And the HR thing, I mean, that's totally, we think it's intuitive. We think, well, I'll interview this person. Oh, I like that person. But it's really a sophisticated process that we're just not trained for, most of us. And we're not, and also, you know what else? We don't have the psyche. We don't have the patience. We don't have the instincts that we should have, I think, and certainly not the tools that you guys have. And when small business owners hire an employee, they don't realize that this fast, the speed with which they hire that employee, getting somebody in that job is not as important as doing it right. Failing with an employee costs a lot more than taking a little extra time to get the right one.
That's absolutely correct. Turnover is a huge cost for a small business or a large business owner.
Direct and indirect.
Yes, sir. Jim, I think that your analysis, I would agree with 100%, but I would go even further. I think that marketing and hiring are related, because when we see an ad or a commercial, we know which ones we like and which ones we don't like. But the next jump is that we feel we can create those types of ads.
Mm-hmm.
The same is true with the hiring process. We can work next to an employee or have an employee work for us that we like, and we feel that we can duplicate a process that would hire one that would be similar.
Right.
And that's not the case because of the lack of tools, as you said, or the lack of expertise.
Right. Hold on to that thought, Rod. We'll take a quick break. Rod Frankel is our guest, folks, and his company is called Frankel Staffing Partners, right here in Raleigh, North Carolina. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, broadcasting live from the Greater Raleigh Chamber 2008 Business Expo. Stay with me.
Well, I was born in a small town.
Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. We're visiting with our new friend, Rod Frankel, Frankel Staffing Partners. And Rod, give us that website, please.
www.frankelstaffing.com.
Frankelstaffing.com. Now, as you know, and as my audience knows, Administaff is one of my sponsors. Now, they're in the PEO business. They're in the co-employment business. They're not in the staffing business. But you are, that's what you do. You're in the staffing business. You augment the workers of your customers, the employees of your customers, on all the different levels, right? Temporary and temp to permanent, and then literally placement.
That's correct.
You do executive placement.
We generally don't do CEOs,
right.
But probably
sales manager.
Oh yes, absolutely.
Level,
sales managers,
warehouse manager kind of thing.
Even CFOs.
CFOs. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yes.
Good deal. Well, I was talking a minute ago about how rudimentary I call it, and I'm this way. I mean, I'm not an HR expert. I know whenever I hire somebody, I know what pressure there is on me to get that person on board, to find that person, try to find just the right person. I really would like to encourage small business owners to seek professional help when they do that. And I know you do too. That's your business model. But it really is an important thing to do, isn't it?
Happy times together, we can
spend. But if you're not successful if you're not successful with too many of these events, too many of these placements, then that becomes negative marketing, doesn't it? But if conversely, if you are successful, if you're highly successful, and you've got a lot of happy customers, a lot of referrals, that really is a big boost to your marketing.
Yes, effort, it is. Yes, it is. It's our biggest marketing ploy, our biggest marketing advantage is our less successful placement.
Right.
So as a result, we concentrate on spending as much time and effort and skill as we can mm-hmm. with each of the individual placements. So the type of business we do is not a cookie cutter approach, and we do have a customized and an individualized type of placement process.
Well, and a lot of times, you know, whenever somebody loses an employee, you know, if they're in the supply business, and they need an employee to do some particular thing in their industry, they don't typically have access to an inventory of people. That's what you do.
We do have an inventory, although some of our clients still think that we've got a file drawer where we can open that up and pull out a candidate. That's right. But we certainly have an inventory, but yeah. People change careers, they change cities, and we have to make sure that we keep tabs.
People are listening to you all over the country, all around the world, on the internet. How would we interview someone in your position? How would we find out if you're the kind of person we want to work with? What would be good questions to ask?
I think it's very critical to learn whether or not the staffing firm that you're identifying understands your personal business.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that a staffing firm should try and sell you a candidate, should try and sell you a process. I think that a staffing firm really needs to understand what your individual requirements and what your company's needs mm-hmm. are in the staffing arena.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's certainly important for the staffing firm to be able to make a fit for their client company, mm-hmm. not for their own advantage.
Right. That's well said. And so consequently, if you're talking with someone, if you're interviewing a staffing company and they don't come, that's not how they come across. Of course, in the initial interview, they may be great, but if the behavior over time isn't all about you, then you probably need to find another staffing company, don't you?
Yes, you probably do. A staffing firm should be most concerned with your company being able to succeed with their hiring
mm-hmm.
processes.
Mm-hmm. Give us that website one more time.
Frankel Staffing, and that's FRANKEL staffing.com.
And Rod, I'm looking forward to being with you later today. You're going to be in attendance when I speak today, later today.
I will try and break away from the booth.
Right. Oh yeah, you got to put your staff in there, don't you?
That's correct.
Hey Rod, thanks for being here. Good job today.
Thank you.
Quick break. Right back after these messages with Sandy Fain. She's with the newspaper. Stay with us. I'll be right back.
Smiling inside, I'm so happy that you love me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.